Maybe we're not doomed after all. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. It's tempting to think that economic growth makes climate change inevitable, that the only solution is to back off before nature loses all patience and does to us what it did to the Bahamas. Wrong answer, says Andrew McAfee.
Total energy use in America has been flat for about 10 years. Our carbon emissions are declining. If we lead the way on that, the rest of the world will follow that, and they will start to decarbonize much earlier in their history than we did.
McAfee is co-director of the MIT Initiative on the Digital Economy, and the trick, he says, is for the government to put a higher price on carbon emissions to motivate the free market to keep doing more with less, which just happens to be the title of his new book. Just one catch. We have to be willing to accept all sources of clean energy.
I think we have an extraordinarily useful, clean, safe, green, scalable energy source out there, but it scares a lot of people because it's called nuclear.
Nuclear. He was once anti-nuclear, but says the latest designs are safe, affordable, and because zero carbon is released, thoroughly green.
I think our future is going to be pretty nuclear powered, but it would require us to get past the ick factor.
Fair point, but if the alternative is more Bahamas, I think I'd take that deal. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.